Kroger Tenderay Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. That's right, ladies. Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. You see, before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And that's why Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. It's top U.S. government grades of beef, meat that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. Yes, it's a better value in top grade beef. Now, for example, let's take a Kroger cut sirloin steak. Before the steak is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the stringy end, excess waste, and excess bone. So you get a better value because you don't pay steak price for stringy meat, excess bone, or waste. But whether you buy a steak or a roast, you receive more meat, less waste. That's at your Kroger store. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Get Kroger cut beef and get more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. It is indeed a blessing that none of us can know the tragedy that may lie before us. But then there would be no such thing as happiness. Penny Gibbs is happy about her coming marriage to Barry Carlton, for she doesn't know the heartache that may be in store for her. Only because she does not know what lies ahead can she say to her mother, Grace,
Mother, I heard from Barry again this morning. I think everything's going to be all right.
Well, I'm certainly glad to hear you say that, Penny. Though for the life of me, I don't know why you were so upset because he had to go to New York.
Well, it wasn't his going. It was the suddenness with which he went. The way he sounded over the phone the night he talked to his mother.
Oh, he probably just had a lot of things on his mind, dear.
I suppose so. Golly, he's always been so carefree about everything. His seriousness about this upset me.
Oh, I'm sure there's a serious side to Barry Carlton, too, dear. You just haven't seen much of it. You know, the more you know a person, the more you find out about them. And the really deep people are a long time in being revealed for what they really are.
Well, I certainly wouldn't call Barry a shallow person.
Well, neither would I. Oh, did he say when he's coming home?
No, he said he'd let me know in a day or two, though.
Well, then, in a day or two, he's probably going to tell you what this is all about, and your worries will be over.
I'll stop worrying right now, darling. Yes, sir, this time I see the future clearly. This time I'm not going to anticipate troubles that never exist. Because this time I'm sure of the person I love. Sure of him, sure of his love, and sure of my love for him.
Oh, when people are sure of their love for each other, darling, their uncertainties about other and lesser things are not important. People truly in love with each other are people who can overcome all obstacles to happiness, where they find enough happiness in love to make up for the lack of it in other ways.
Maybe that's why I'm so unafraid. Is it asking for and inviting heartache and disappointment to be unafraid?
Do you think it is?
No, I don't. I guess I really wasn't asking you. I was asking myself out loud. Asking myself if there's danger in this new way I feel. Mother, maybe I'm so happy about Barry that I've stopped thinking practically the way I used to. Weighing the possibilities of good against bad. But this time, Mother, I don't see anything but good in store for me.
This time there should be nothing but good in store for you. Because by all that's right and just, you've had your share of troubles. Penny, I don't know when I've ever been so completely satisfied with what's going on around me and happening to this oddly gathered family of mine.
What do you mean, darling?
I mean, I'm thrilled with the happiness that's in store for you. Thrilled because you found a man you truly love and are going to marry. And look what's happened to those two people we brought into this house.
You mean Freddie and Nora?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think they're as happy as I am. And yet they have a great deal of hardship ahead of them. A long struggle.
Oh, they're young and in love. They'll bridge the gaps of difficulty with kindness toward each other and understanding. They're getting a fairly good start in life, I know, with a house that you and Barry are giving them and the farm that Nora's father turned over to them. Oh, it was marvelous of you and Barry to give them the house.
If Barry had his way, he'd have ordered a mansion built for them.
I don't doubt it. He feels about his money now the way you do, doesn't he?
Oh, for the first time in his life, he's appreciated it, Mother. Not so much for what it can do for him, but for the happiness it can bring to others.
Penny, darling, I think you and Barry will be the two nicest rich people in the world. You don't know the happiness you've already brought to others, especially to Nora and Freddie. But others of us have been made happy, too, with the knowledge that two such young people can make the world a so much better place.
No, for Pete's sake, cut it out, will you?
Oh.
Stop sticking those pins in me. What do you want to marry anyway, a husband or a pincushion?
Crickets, Freddie, I'm not sticking pins in you. I'm sticking them in the dress.
Yeah, then why do I feel like a porcupine turned inside out?
Well, maybe I did stick you once or twice, but... Now, Freddie, I didn't stick you that time.
No, but I thought you were going to.
Oh, you great big sissy. Now, turn around slowly.
All right.
Let me see if the hem is straight.
I don't know why I let you do this to me, Nora. I look bad enough in my own clothes, but I'll bet I could scare people with this dress.
Oh, the dress is that bad, is it? Well, it's the dress I'm going to get married in.
From the looks of things right now, I'd say it's the dress that I'm going to get married in.
Well, that's an idea. I think the hem is straight.
Fine.
Well, you can stop turning around now and take it off.
About time. Say, who are you making this thing to fit, you or me?
Oh, silly. Look where the hem comes on you. You don't think I'm going to get married in a dress way up above my knees, do you?
No, I suppose not. Hey, look, I got this thing over my head now. What do I do? Do I pull my way out or push?
Huh? Oh, here, let me help you.
Here,
watch out.
Good.
You're out.
Stay out, too. You're not getting me back in that thing.
But, Freddie, this is my wedding dress, and it has to look nice.
Crickets, I'd marry you if you were wearing a potato sack. With the potato still in it, too.
Here, that's just because you like potatoes.
No, it doesn't.
Hello, Nora. Guess I missed the fun.
Mm-hmm.
You were modeling Nora's dress, weren't you, Freddie?
Yeah, Gibbsy, for the first time. And for the last time.
Aw, Freddie.
Oh, it's all right, Nora. I'll help you with it.
Oh, thank you, Miss Gibbs.
Gibbsy, you're beautiful and you're wonderful. But I'm going to get out of here before you change your mind and that sack gets draped over me.
I guess men don't like to help with fittings, do they?
No, I guess not. Oh, Nora, your dress is going to be lovely.
Oh, it really isn't going to be anything special, Miss Gibbs. I didn't want to waste money on a dress just to be married in. This is going to be one I can really wear any time.
Don't call it a waste of money, Nora. Wedding's a very special thing.
Oh, I know, Miss Gibbs, but... Well, it seems to me it's the wedding that's important and not the dress.
You're very right. But it's nice to have a dress especially for it. And even if it is going to be worn regularly after that, even when it's old and worn and practically falling apart, it'll still be a special dress.
Mm-hmm.
You excited?
Oh, I've been excited for months.
For months?
Mm-hmm.
Freddie didn't ask you to marry him till about 2 months ago.
No, but months ago I decided he would.
I always thought of you as a little girl, Nora.
Oh, I guess I'm still not half as grown up as I want to be. It was always fun to talk about getting married and to plan for it. It was so grown up. But, well, you know, now that the day is almost here, I feel like a frightened little girl.
I guess that's only natural. My wedding's further away than yours by 2 or 3 weeks. And I'm a little bit frightened, too.
And I'm not being silly?
No, Nora. No, you're just a person who's about to begin a new life and a new way of living. And new things are always frightening. You're going to stop being a little girl and become a woman. You're going to have responsibilities of a home. You're going to have to guard not only your happiness, but... Freddie's, too.
Oh, crickets, Miss Gibbs, that's all I want to do. Make Freddie happy.
Now, that's what all of us want to do when we marry Nora. And if we can just remember that in later years of our marriage, when so many married couples get a little too used to each other, well, there shouldn't be any drifting apart. Because a good marriage is based on the promises of marriage, Nora. It's broken promises that cause broken marriage.
Oh, there you are. What are you doing?
I'm just putting in a new railing on the side of the porch where the old rail split.
Oh, you're always fixing something, aren't you?
Yeah. You don't mind, do you?
No, of course not. But I do like to see you work hard.
Well, I like to work hard. Keeps you thinking too much.
Thinking about what?
Guess that's got it. Oh, about a lot of things, Gibbsy. About everything that's happened to me since I stumbled into Rossville here and what's going to happen next week and what comes after that. And then about you.
Now, how in the world can you have time to think about me?
Oh, I just take the time. You know, I don't work all the time. Yeah, I do a lot of thinking, Gibbsy. Hard thinking. And, well, I can't think of anything that's happened to me without thinking about you.
I'm very flattered, Freddie. But you'll forget about me soon enough when you and Nora have moved out to the farm.
Oh, that won't make any difference. I'll think about you just the same. I'll always think about you. I'll never stop.
I hope you won't. Because just because you and Nora moved to the farm, that doesn't mean we won't see you almost as much as ever.
Oh, I'll be around here just as regular as a puppy dog at dinner time, Gibbsy. You know, it's funny I should say puppy dog, because that's just what I was when I first rang your doorbell. And a stray dog at that, too. Just looking for someone to toss him a bone.
Oh, Freddie Lang, don't talk about yourself like that.
Well, I'm just telling you the truth. But I'm no stray pup anymore. Next week, I'll have a farm, a home, and a wife. I won't be able to say that you've given me everything that I'll have, Gibbsy. But I can and I will say that you're the reason I have it. Gibbsy, could I tell you something?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it may be my last chance.
Tell me what?
Well, Gibbsy, I guess the world is full of a lot of okay people, or it wouldn't still be going around the way it is. But knowing you, I don't have to meet another okay guy to have faith in everything that's good. You know, you've taken an awful beating all your life to make things easier for others. It was never you first. It was always the other guy first. And in the great rush to grab what you offered, you got stepped on time after time. But now things are going to be handed to you. The only thing wrong is that you've had to wait this long.
Oh, I think it's been worth waiting for, Freddie. Anything that's good is worth waiting for. But I won't have to wait much longer, will I?
Nah, won't be very long now, Gibbsy. Let me say this now, too, because when I see you marrying that guy, I'm probably going to get all choked up and won't be able to say anything. It's just, God bless you, Penny. There, you see, I've even dropped the fresh act. Called you Penny for the first time in my life.
Thank you, Freddie.
Yeah, God bless you, Penny. May the rest of us have nothing, if that's what it takes to give you the happiness that you deserve.
Will Penny enjoy the happiness that everyone knows she so justly deserves? Is it right for Penny to be happy in ignorance of the tragedy that's stalking her? What will happen when Barry returns from his unhappy visit in New York? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. You see, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste, because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, your Kroger meat man gives you more meat, less waste. And it's top U.S. government grades of beef, tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So visit your Kroger store soon. Order your favorite cut of steak or roast. If you buy a Kroger cut round steak or roast, notice that the Kroger method of cutting beef gives you a minimum of bone and removes excess waste before the steak or roast is weighed and priced. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. And remember, too, ladies, Kroger cut beef is available only at Kroger stores. So plan now to visit your neighborhood Kroger store. There's where you'll find delicious beef, top-grade beef. And there at your Kroger store is where you get more meat for your money. For Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Get your share of this tremendous value without delay at your neighborhood Kroger store. Tune in tomorrow, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.